Baked Bros presents the Know Your Dose podcast. Join hosts Nadeem Alhassan and Derek Espinosa as they turn the soil on the cannabis industry. With over 10 years of combined industry experience, these two experts will deliver your dose of cannabis, psychedelics, and personal development. Follow on their journey as they aim to destigmatize cannabis, combat the abuse of pharmaceuticals, and implement their altruistic approach into the budding cannabis industry.
Derek, you know what I want to talk about today? Place at the wrong time.
Oof.
So, have you ever been high, okay, at the wrong place at the wrong time?
More than once.
Do you care to share?
I think the most memorable of all was one of my first cannabis experiences, and I may have brought this up in a previous episode, so if you're a follower, I'm sorry for repeating, but we have a lot of new listeners, and I think this story is worth telling again. So, I had just gotten into cannabis. I had made my first edible ever, and I was a new consumer. So I took an entire gram of some really good cannabis, made a tea out of it, and started watching Cheech and Chong. And before I knew it, an alarm went off, and I was like, oh, crap, what's going on? I had a counseling appointment.
Oh, snap.
So I was like, well, this isn't good. So naturally, I went. And the session actually went great. It ended up being the last session I had with the counselor. He kept asking me questions.
My problems, Doc. I figured it out.
Exactly. He kept asking me questions like, hey, how are you? I was like, I'm just really good. He's like, have you been struggling with anxiety or depression lately? No, actually, I've just been really good. And dude, I feel like it was 15 minutes. Maybe it was a lot longer, but he was like, you know what? I think this is probably our last session together. You just seem like you're doing really good. And I was like, perfect. And what's funny is I ended up running into him later, and I brought this up. I was like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, that last session I was on edible, and I was, like, super high. And did you notice? And he was like, oh, wow, no. He's like, I typically would, like, cut the session short and tell people to leave and call it out, you know? I had no idea. I was like, perfect. Guess I kept it under wraps pretty well.
Seems like cannabis can make you happy.
Exactly. Miracle, right? So I'm on the way home and I'm talking to my wife, and all of a sudden my stomach starts to hurt. Not just a little bit, but like a lot. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to go to the bathroom. Like, I don't even know if I've ever had to go to the bathroom so bad in my entire life.
Bubble guts. OG.
I don't even know. Maybe like nuclear guts, dude.
Nuclear guts OG.
So I'm at a Home Depot. I'm in the parking lot and I'm walking towards the Home Depot. And all of a sudden, my vision starts to, like, narrow. Whoom, whoom, whoom. And I get right to the door, right by the wheelbarrows. You know, they're always stacked up. And I black out.
Oh.
Cold.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I fell flat on my face. Next thing I know, I wake up.
Oh, my God.
And there's people everywhere. So for those who don't know, I'm Mormon at this point.
Do you shit your pants?
No, I did not. I'm so glad some part of me still worked. That is so great. I didn't think about that. Stoicism, right? Something to be grateful for. But I remember this was legitimately the first thought in my mind when I opened my eyes and somebody's leaning over me going, sir, are you okay? Thinking, this is what happens to people who do drugs. I am going to jail. I was so concerned. And I remember I couldn't think. And the only thing I could think to say was, I'm just so tired. I'm so sorry. I'm so tired. Do you have a bathroom? And they're like, yeah, it's in the back. So I go to the bathroom. And let's just say my body hit the eject button on whatever was going on. And I didn't even feel high anymore. Mm-hmm. I just felt normal. And I walked out. I told the manager was waiting outside the bathroom. He's like, sir, I just want to make sure. I was like, I'm totally fine, man. I had to go to the bathroom really bad. Do you have any water? I'm really thirsty. And that was it. I bought my water. I went home. And I don't remember being, you know, high
at all. Did you hit your head? You okay?
I'm sure I did, dude. I blacked out. Like, I had no – I mean, it was, like, fully conscious to, like, waking up on the floor going, what just happened?
Yeah.
But I don't remember my head hurting. I don't know how I felt. I don't know how I got turned right side up or if I fell backwards.
That's when Derek became a genius.
Wrong place. Maybe that was it. But, yeah, wrong place, wrong time. So, for you, my friend.
You know, I don't know that there's ever been a wrong time – right?
Yeah, that seems like a personality thing.
I'm trying to think like wrong time. I mean, because that part where you get really baked, mm-hmm. like, and get paranoid, mm-hmm. that's the part I like.
You like the challenge.
But that's the part I like. It's just like, ooh, I mean, it's definitely uncomfortable in the moment, mm-hmm. but that's the part I like.
Right.
You know?
Challenge the ego a little bit.
Yeah. You know, and, oh, you know what? You know what is it? You know what is a rough, not a good one? A grocery store. Like,
that's always,
is that a wrong time though? Because I mean, it's honestly a really good time. It's
relative.
Relative, exactly. I mean, so let's just say I go to Costco, okay, and I'm grocery shopping, and I just so happen to be baked. Well, my checkout ticket is on average at least $200 more. Like, because everything's $10 that you pick up in Costco.
That looks good.
Everything looks good. Delicious. Especially that stupid snack aisle. I'm like, you know what? That beef jerky looks really good. You know what? Those mixed nuts look really good. You know what? I've never had macadamia nuts. Let me try macadamia nuts. And then I'm like, how the fuck did this happen?
That's why I don't understand why more businesses, especially people who sell food, aren't like, you want free cannabis on the way in? Imagine if restaurants, I mean, if I was a restaurant, I'd be giving weed away for free. Like, sure, we got a back patio for it.
I tell you what, a pot pie restaurant might be the best idea ever, dude. Pot pie restaurant, you know what I mean? Like, definitely good old pizza joint where it's like in the pie, but also while you're waiting for the pie to come out of the oven being baked. So while the pie is being baked, you're getting baked. Get it?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Is there anywhere else you could?
Okay, where else?
I got another one, but go ahead.
Go for it.
Amusement parks, and I'll tell you why.
Why is that wrong?
I'll tell you why. Because you think it's fun. You do, and it is fun. It is fun until you ride something spinny or virtual reality. So I was at Six Flags, and you know, had cannabis, and everything was fine, dude. I didn't ride anything super spinny or anything like that. But then I did this virtual reality ride, and it could have been. I mean, if you just read the signs, they're like, "Don't ride this if you've consumed drugs." They didn't do that by accident. You know what I mean? They're not trying to be jerks. They're just trying to let you know, like, hey, you might get more sick than you want to. And I thought, you know, cannabis will protect me. Cannabis will protect me. It didn't protect me, dude. This virtual reality ride had me so sick.
Ooh.
So nauseous. And I have to feel like a piece of that was related to cannabis. I don't know.
I feel like that could be the case. I mean, there's been a couple of times where I've been in the car and, like, you know, someone's driving and I get kind of like nauseous. And that's, I'm not a nauseous person. Like, I just don't. I got an iron gut. But there's been a couple of times and it's typically been associated to cannabis. I'm like, ooh, I feel a little, throw your equilibrium off. What is it?
Exactly. So I know most people are like, well, wait a minute. Cannabis is supposed to help nausea? And it is. And it does at like accurate dosages. And when you're not spinning. You know what I mean? But it definitely alters your perception in motor coordination, which has to do with, you know, your stability. And so you take that plus, you know, teacup rides or virtual reality.
You know, another place is like wrestling or jiu-jitsu practice. Now, it's quite nice, okay? It's actually really nice, you know, because just like the methodical thinking and the way you just feel different.
But if you're trying to learn, maybe not so much.
Yeah, man, especially if you're getting like kicked or punched in the head, you know? Like, it's,
what is happening?
Your depth perception isn't there, you know what I mean? So you got to take a shot and you like land in front of their ankle and you're like, wait, I wasn't supposed to do that. I mean, but again, I don't know if it's wrong or right. You know, I think that that's, like you said, a relative term.
Anywhere else?
No, because we're, well, I feel like this isn't.
You know what?
I feel like where a lot of people may say it's wrong, I think it's awesome. Like relatives, Thanksgiving. I think it's awesome.
I can't believe it took us this long, however long this episode has been, to get to this point. But truly, there's no wrong place and no wrong time. What there is wrong is a wrong dose. Mm. If you don't know your dose,
yeah.
Any place and any time can turn into the wrong place in the wrong time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you think about something like learning jiu-jitsu, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I have anxiety or if I have pain and I use just a small amount of cannabis to alleviate those issues, I may be more present than I would be otherwise. Same with like the roller coaster. Maybe if I, you know, had an adequate dose, just a small amount, it would have protected me. But if you overconsume, you could conflate that with this is the wrong place in the wrong time. But if you took the right dose, if you know your dose, so to speak,
if
it
you
would
know
probably
your dose,
have a different outcome.
You know, that's a difficult, that's a touchy subject, you know, especially like when getting into the workforce, you know? Like, I understand, even though like knowing your dose, it can be done. It can be done, right? Mm-hmm. And the caveat to that is if somebody hurts themselves and that happens to be the case, like, that's what sucks. Because, know your dose. You know? know your dose.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I think that, I don't want my pilot high. You know what I'm saying? I don't want my neurosurgeon high. So
there's a lot of
that.
Places and people.
I get that,
yeah.
But, and I'm not advocating. I want to be very clear. I am not advocating. And it would be interesting to do studies on this because I imagine that, like, if I was performing some job, let's say it's non-lethal, right? We should start with that before we just start testing this with pilots and surgeons. But I imagine that a small amount of cannabis with the right cannabinoid ratio could reduce anxiety and bring present moment awareness in a way that would improve performance rather than decrease. But, you know, when you take somebody who's never consumed cannabis and you get them high and then you put them in a driving simulator, of course they're going to crash.
Yeah, right.
Of course they are.
So what about like a learning environment? Let's just say anywhere you have to learn something, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to smoke and then read, right? Or is that dose dependent too?
Totally dose dependent. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that I think that the research.
I say you don't want to smoke and then read because you're not going to retain it.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I think that most of the time when they've done studies, because if you looked at the research, it would be like, yeah, you should never consume cannabis and do any of these things. Not conducive to learning. But at the same time, they take people who've never consumed and then they get them high, like on a joint. And then they ask them to learn. It's like, I remember my first time smoking weed too. I couldn't do anything other than eat food and laugh. You know what I mean? But if the dosage was adequate, I think you would have a different scenario. So I would at least be open for it to be tested. You know, simple learning task. You know, I think there's something there.
Okay, dude. So let's just say, for our audience, we're in a spot and you're in a wrong place. Just so happens to be, or you...
You
find yourself in this position. Is there a way that you can sober up, per se, or, you know?
No.
Sorry. You're SOL.
Yeah, the best thing you can do is maintain your breath. Don't freak out. Get somewhere safe.
Call some help if you need.
Phone a friend. Yeah.
Hey, man. Let's walk through that scenario right now.
Well, how about this?
Let's walk through that.
You know, like...
I need you to coach me through. Okay.
You know how they tell you, like, when you go through sex ed, like, the best protection against STIs or STDs or pregnancy is just not to have sex?
Yeah.
Right? I think that's pretty crappy advice. But the point I'm trying to make is the best thing you can do is, like, don't consume too much. Prepare. Mm-hmm. Don't be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. Like, if you just put a little thought into it.
I think one thing, too, is if you've never consumed before.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that in public for the first time. Like, do
set
it home
setting.
First. Yeah,
set and setting.
Set and setting. But hey, for shiggles and gits, walk me through this. You're a good coach, okay?
Okay.
So, ring. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, it's me, Nadim. And, dude, this is the first time I've ever smoked, like, cannabis. Oh, I know, dude. It's my first time. I got convinced, and I wanted to do this. And I'm at the grocery store right now, and I am about to destroy this place. Because I want to order everything, dude. Mm-hmm. And I'm freaking out. Everybody's watching me. I feel like everybody's watching me because I'm looking at all the food. Mm-hmm. And, dude, I'm freaking out right now. I need help.
Nadim, I love you.
Thank you.
You're going to be okay.
Love you, too.
You're going to be okay. I promise you're going to be okay. Your mind has shifted, and that's okay. Things are different right now, and that's fine. I need you to focus on your breath.
Things are different. I'm freaking out, man. I'm freaking out. Yeah, things are different.
I get that they are, man, and that's okay. What I need you to do is I need you to leave your cart, get in your car, and sit there, and I will come get you.
Okay.
That's what a good friend should do. Like, if you were freaking out legitimately, it's not like, dude, you'll be fine, man. Like, don't worry about it. Not the right advice. Like, just go get the person.
All right, man. I'm going to go to the car. Do I turn the heat on? Do I start the car?
Sit in the car. You got your phone on you? Pull up some funny cat videos on YouTube. I'll be right there.
Thanks, Dr. D. All right, everybody, that is today's episode of Know Your Dose. The whole purpose of this one was to know your dose. Hey, leave a rating and review. You know it helps us a lot. All you got to do is hit 5 stars if you truly mean it. You can reach out to us on knowyourdosepodcast.com. You can go to bakebros.com. You can go to any of our Instagram, social media, Facebook, all that happy stuff. We're trying not to cuss anymore because if you do, you got to do burpees. Anyways, guys, have a wonderful week. Bye-bye. Hey, everybody. Quick disclaimer. The Know Your Dose podcast is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Let's be real. None of us are doctors. Our content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical or public health advice. Please be smart and always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Seriously, never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. That would just be insane.